Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, and it is a beautiful May Sunday morning. Yes, joining us in the boardroom after we've been gone 2 weeks. It was 1 weekend, but 2 weeks is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What did you do for Mother's Day?
What did I do on Mother's Day? I called my mom. I think that was it.
Oh, good. Okay. What'd you do with Janet? Don't tell me she worked.
No, she wasn't home, though. They went to Mexico.
Awesome. Oh, so that was her Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, good. What part of Mexico? Do you remember?
No. I know they went towards the beach and hung out at the beach.
Okay.
Jasmine says Tijuana, but they weren't in Tijuana.
They weren't.
No, they were more like, they're closer to Rosarito. And
oh, right in there. Okay. I love that area. Lots of fun. I love to go shopping in Rosarito. They have a great little street fair, a little marketplace, and then they make beautiful stores that make beautiful furniture there. Just gorgeous stuff. Yeah.
Jasmine came back with dresses.
Yeah. I know. I haven't been down there in a while. I need to go down there. Good for them. So I took my mother shopping, and then we went to lunch.
That sounds like fun.
So it was nice. It was a very nice day. And the weather was cool. It wasn't beastly. In fact, our weather's been really nice to us.
How was it outside as far as traffic goes? Because I noticed that's the thing to do. The lunch, brunch stuff?
Yeah, we didn't do brunch. I don't do brunch. It's too much food. And you pay so much money. And she doesn't eat that much either. And you feel obligated to stuff yourself till you don't even like what you're eating anymore.
Then you're just mad. You just leave. Yeah. Just uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. To the point. And then you think, and then for me, no matter how uncomfortable I am with the meal, I will still find room to be more miserable and go have dessert. That is my problem. I should just start with dessert first, and then whatever I want afterwards, then fine.
That'll work.
I should just flip it around. Well, all right. So we are by Mother's Day. Of course, yesterday, the hopes of women around the world were dashed with a royal wedding. I did not get up at 4 a.m. to watch it. But I did watch repeats later.
They showed it all day, didn't they?
All day long in different stations. And I was thinking about it a lot. Did you watch any of it?
No, I'm glad I don't have to watch it on the news.
Okay, you didn't watch any of it. A lot of people, I know some people that got up at 4 in the morning to watch it. Others slept by the TV so they wouldn't miss anything.
Right.
And of course, it was streaming online. And I know some people are going to get a little annoyed when I say this. I think change is fantastic. You know, change is that's why the world, we're always evolving because of change. Otherwise, we'd still be using rocks and no wheels and have no fire and all that sort of stuff. So change is good. I just don't like when the media, I'm going to put it on the media's fault, tries to make an event like that wedding into a political statement.
Right.
You know, again, and I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but can't they just take it for what it is? Why does it, two people in love, and they do seem to be very much in love.
Right.
Yeah. Can it just be about that, how her life, in fact, this morning I was cleaning some bathrooms and I said to Jack, do you think Megan's going to have to clean a bathroom again for the rest of her life? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But her life has changed so much. It's incredible. But I don't want people putting her in a place that they put Tiger Woods in. You know, Tiger Woods was blasted by African-Americans because he was with a white gal. And it was just, there was back, everybody kept trying to box him in one or
right,
the other.
Right.
Instead of just letting him be and be who with he wants to be whatever he wants to be. And I hope they don't try to put her in a box of that she has to be more of one than the other.
Right.
Yeah, and that bothers me. But we'll see. Hopefully, you know, she has the royal family behind her, it seems. Everybody seems to like her, and it was a beautiful wedding. So congratulations to them. So we'll see what happens. But the media tends to take things and twist it the way they want to twist it and put things in people's head. And I know that's what they're paid to do, a lot of them, but still.
Right. They guide you where they want to guide you.
Exactly. You're right. And you don't always hear the all of everything, and who am I? I'm in the media, but I try not to ever do that. So I try to be very careful. But I'm not in that kind of media anyway, where it's political stuff and all that kind of.
Reporting news and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to change the world.
You're having fun traveling the world.
There you go. I just want people to have a good time. That's all. I just want people to go out and have to go. All right. Enough about that. But anyway, it was a beautiful ceremony. Congratulations to them. Yesterday, the Preakness ran. Horse racing, second leg of the Triple Crown. Justified won again. So that puts him now, he needs to only win one more, which would be the Belmont. But I think he's going to have a little bit of a harder time with it because, again, rain and slot back there for this race. And he just was changing leads down the stretch and doing some weird stuff. And Belmont is the longest of them all. He gets 3 weeks off, I guess, which they can't just let him sit around. They have to keep him in shape for the next race.
Right.
So we will see. I'm hoping. Wouldn't that be fun to have a Triple Crown again? But I don't know. It's going to be a little bit tougher. But the race was good, and I enjoyed that. Watched that yesterday. We want to thank Swiss Donuts for our donuts for our guests. We do have Aaron Scott's going to be joining us today from the Living Desert. In the second hour, it's just Sean and I talking about travel stuff out there. I have a bunch of travel things that I want to talk about that we haven't had a chance to get to, so we're going to cover that. Last night, I went to an evening at the Cabot Museum. It's their annual fundraiser that they have at the Cabot. And I just don't, every time I go there, and you've never been there, have you?
No.
No. Well, we need to get you up there. Every time I go there, I say to myself, why don't more people go to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum? It really is fascinating. It takes you back to how Cabot Yerxa, I would say, Cabot Yerxa instead of Yerxa Cabot, but it's Cabot Yerxa. How he was a founder of so much here in the Coachella Valley and this place that he built on the side of a mountain overlooking the valley. And I've always said this, it's amazing that Desert Hot Springs with all the beautiful views that they have up there and that wind or breeze that blows through there during the summer, why that and the waters for the spas was never really the hub of the valley.
Right, instead of Palm Springs.
Instead of Palm Springs. And maybe because it wasn't protected like Palm Springs.
Right.
The mountains there.
And it gets really windy. That breeze sometimes.
Yeah,
gets
I know.
Really...
It does get windy, but the views are just
it's beautiful
gorgeous
out there,
up there.
Especially like when Janet worked out there and I'd go get her at night. When you start driving around at night, I go a lot of mountain view and, you know, off to the side to where you get some really nice views.
Yeah.
Really nice views.
So I encourage everyone, if you haven't been to the Cabot, take the time to go. I promise you'll find it fascinating. In fact, today. I don't even have Cabot tickets. I'll have to bring those. But if you want Cabot tickets, just call us at 760-440-8255 and I'll send some out and I'll try to remind you later on. But I wish more people would go. I had someone the other day when I showed last night I showed the video of some of the stuff at the Cabot that was going on last night. And I had someone say back, you know, I've always wanted to go, but I just don't. I said, okay, you email me your address and I will send you tickets.
We're going to make you go.
I'm going to make you go. You told me you always want to go, so you're going. So I haven't looked at my email today, but we'll see if he sent me an email and we'll see if it's all talk or not. So anyway, go. You will really be pleasantly surprised. Okay, today's show is presented by the Brago Springs Golf Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away. Another great place you can go to relax and enjoy yourself with the golf course, the spa, the restaurant, everything right there. And it feels worlds away. Definitely does. Our new episode of Traveling with Francoise, where I went outside of the travel box. And it is about cuisines from around the world that you can have right here in the Coachella Valley.
When is it?
It should air. It's at closed captioning now. And it should. We're pretty sure they send it to cameraman Steve, and he sends it on to the station. I'm not sure how that works. They handle that. But I'm hoping we get it back on Monday. It will air Thursday. I was really nervous about this episode because I'm not a culinary expert by any means. I just like...
But you like food, right?
I like food.
I don't think the expert part, I think, is... I don't think anybody is an expert. So when... Right. No. I mean, no, there are experts, but I think that... I don't want to really hear an expert's opinion because our palates are different anyways.
That's
true.
You
know, and I'm sure you're closer to a common palate than, Mr. Professional over here or Miss Professional over here.
I mean, they can taste one seasoning and know everything in it.
Right.
I taste a seasoning and I just, I like it or I don't. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
And I think more people are like you than are like them.
So, and I don't give an opinion on any food. That's not what it's about. It's about foods that if you have been to Argentina or Germany or France and you want to find those dishes here, I'll tell you where you can find those, or Hawaii.
Right.
And if you're going and you want to try some dishes here before you go to get an idea of
kind
the
of
taste,
first, yeah.
You can do that. So I'm real happy about it. I was very nervous because I don't have all that fancy food lingo. I just, it's me at... Cameraman Steve did a fantastic job putting all of it together, and this we've never done anything like this. He's worked on some food shows before, but they were all more about cooking, right. showing people how to cook. This is not that. So my fingers are crossed that it will air this Thursday and Friday. I'm pretty sure it will, but I'll send out an e-blast too. So it's going to be fun. I think, I'm not going to say anymore. I think it's going to be good. You're going to want to go to those restaurants.
It will be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, all right, we also have our $50 gift cards to Riccio's Palm Springs restaurant. You have to go to the website for this contest. Read the rules on how you sign up. Same thing with the two-night stay at the Omni Tucson National. There's something you need to do. You can't just go send me your name and phone number and all that. No, you have to start working a little bit to win some of this stuff. So go to the website, and the contest entry rules are right there. Really easy stuff. Stuff you should be doing anyway if you're a fan of the show. That's the way I look at it. Let's see. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday, but I should be back this coming up week. Yeah. And here's something I saw on the news this morning, which I thought was, well, it's going to be interesting because I feel there's going to be lots of problems with this. Starbucks has announced a new policy that allows anyone to sit in its cafes or use its restrooms, even if they don't buy anything.
I saw that. I saw that last night.
Now, that can really be a problem.
That, yes. That's why I was telling Janet. I mean, people are just going to loiter in there, and you can't really do anything about it.
Exactly. And that's not fair to the employees either, right. That you have people that go in there to use the free internet
right.
and sit there and not even get water or.
I get what they're trying to do, but at the same time, I think they opened more doors and created too much of a gray area.
Yeah. There has to be some guideline for the managers
right.
to say. So what if this person is sitting there
selling drugs?
But
that's the thing, too. It's not even something I feel like for, like, I don't even think this is for the managers. This is just for people. This is for other people yeah. to try to get off their back because of what somebody did.
What happened?
I never go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. I don't know how their stores really work, but, you know, whatever happened in Philadelphia and wherever mm-hmm. else that things have happened, those have been people who worked at Starbucks. And I know that a lot of people do, but I don't totally put everybody together. I don't think that just because, I understand that he represents Starbucks, but Starbucks should be able to wipe their hands of him when he makes a bad decision.
Right.
Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, yeah, and not put a policy in effect like this.
Right.
And this, people aren't going to want to hear me say this, but I'm going to say it. The homeless have their own little network.
Right.
Their own little way of letting everybody know.
Yep.
Now, let's just say a whole group of homeless people want to go sit in Starbucks.
They can.
And not order anything and use the restroom. Would you feel comfortable going in there, can't find a place to sit? After you go in a place and you can't find a place to sit ever.
Right.
This will be my point. Let's do it this way. You go in there, you can't ever find a place to sit because there's people just sitting there loitering
right.
around doing nothing. You go find somewhere else to go.
Yep.
That store's going to lose business.
Yeah.
So I think Starbucks is going to be sorry that they came up with this policy, or they're going to have to refine it.
Yeah, they have to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that's the plan. Maybe
because even if it is, let's say it is a homeless person and they're bothering everybody for change, you know, because
yeah.
that happens.
That
it's
too.
That's not the only way that happens, but
yeah.
that will happen
yeah.
all the time. How do you kick that person out?
Yeah.
What are your grounds of kicking that person out?
Yeah. Or what if a bunch of kids go in there and they're goofing around?
Right, just hanging out.
And they say, well, I'm waiting for my parents. 2 hours later, their parents aren't
right.
there.
Right.
They're still goofing around.
Right.
Yet.
But
so,
they don't even have to tell you they're waiting for their parents now because
yeah,
you said that they can hang out there.
They can hang out there. So it's a problem. It's a problem. We'll see what happens. I don't do Starbucks either, so I don't really care. But for those of you that do, yeah, just remember now you can go hang out all you want to. But if you don't have anything else in life to do, then hang out at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think they get hung out in a lot, but not like they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, I'll tell you about something new to the show. We'll find out what our sponsor's doing and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 100.9 FM and 1200 AM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. And just after the next break, Aaron Scott from the Living Desert will be joining us. We're going to talk with Aaron about a trip that they have coming up to South Africa. Maybe when they're there, they'll see Meghan and Harry. They love South Africa. So, and then we're also going to talk about some membership things going on for the summer for the Living Desert as well. All right, but right now we're going to talk about what our sponsors are doing. This part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. They have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have three different locations here in the Coachella Valley. They have their animal shelter in Thousand Palms, their veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms, and their Indio Veterinary Clinic. So definitely take advantage of all that they do. They have pet therapy, free animal assistance, assisted therapy to disabled children. They do so much. So Animal Samaritans, give them a call and go find yourself a fluffy little pet too. 760-343-3477. All right, McDonald's, they had some big changes. You know, they're serving the meat now, those fresh patties. You see them on TV?
I saw that.
Yeah, they have, instead of the frozen, they're going with fresh, real beef quarter pounders. This is for the quarter pounders. And they installed a cowbell that every time someone ordered one of those sandwiches, a cowbell would go off in the back. Well, obviously, the sandwiches are really popular because general managers across the country are saying, turn the cowbell off. They say the cowbell is driving them crazy. Like I say, on the flip side, the sandwiches are a big hit, the quarter pounders with thick patties in them.
I did hear about that.
Yeah. So good for McDonald's. But it's funny when I heard about the cowbell. But they probably thought, hey, that'll be a quick way. Because, you know, you have to start cooking that a little bit sooner.
Right.
Because it's thicker than the others. So they thought, well, we'll give our, you know, employees a heads up and they'll know. And what is it? Oh, the clang of the cowbell. They also put out a big flyer with their 100% fresh beef cooked right when you order it for the quarter pounder. They also put a flyer out that has all these big discounts on it for McDonald's. Buy one, get one free quarter pounder. I had a quarter pounder the other day. I just was in the mood and I said, you know what? Jack went out to lunch with all his buddies and I said, I feel like I didn't have a quarter pounder. I had a Big Mac. Did I say quarter pounder?
Yeah.
I think I did. I had a Big Mac. I was in a mood for a Big Mac. I haven't had one in a while. And I just went and indulged. And French fries.
That's good.
And a drink. So it was all very good. I was so glad I did it. All right. Renova Energy. They have some great commercials out. I have been seeing a lot of, it's odd here. When summer gets close, we see all these solar companies just pop up. Names that, you know, boom. All of a sudden they have a little car and they're driving around.
Yep, promoting. Knocking on my door.
Yeah, exactly, knocking on your door. Renova doesn't do that. And they say, what's the difference, definition of local? Well, it's not a single-room office for an out-of-town salesperson. It's a company that's headquartered here that employs all local residents, buys local, and supports area nonprofits. Please, if you're thinking about solar, don't go with the guy that knocks on your door. Renova Energy, they have done such a great job building that company from scratch, watching the industry. Vince is in Washington all the time trying to make sure that the regulations are good for everyone, and they do such a good job. So Renova Energy, please talk to them first. They won't come knocking on your door. You have to go to them, and that's the way it should be. Animal Samaritans, did you know that they have a pet spay and neuter services? Yes, they do. You can give them a call for an appointment to do this. They also have their clinic specializes in performing these surgeries. So having a cat or dog spayed or neutered contributes to the animal's health and well-being. On average, Animal Samaritan spays and neuters up to 8,000 animals per year. So go in and talk to them. See what kind of programs they have to help you out as far as costs and whatnot. But get your pets so you don't have to worry about them having a bunch of babies that you don't even know what to do with. And they don't even know what to do with. So give them a call again at 760-343-3477. Braille Institute. Oh, I went to their craft fair. That was last weekend. No wonder I thought I talked about it. But I went to their arts and crafts fair at the Braille Institute, and I bought a birdhouse. And the birdhouse was made by someone who was visually impaired. Frankly, he couldn't even see.
Really?
And he did a gazillion times better than I would ever do, ever. The color was yellow, and he put all these little tiles on there, and it's so darn cute. So next time they have one of those craft and art fairs, you really need to go out there. It was they had a lot of plants and stuff, and you're just amazed at what people that are creative can do, whether they see or not. They're just creative. It just comes out of them when they do things. So that was fun. Command One Security, they have all sorts of plans for you. One thing, Sherry and I, we meet and we talk, and she said, I don't want people to not get security because they are afraid that they won't know how to use it. We have systems for everyone. That whatever type that you will know how to use, that's the one that we'll put in your home. We won't force you into something that a rocket scientist needs to, you know, program for you.
Right. No, yeah. No giant thick manuals.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Mine. You know how long it took me to program Wake and Sleep? It took me forever because I kept pushing all these extra buttons that I didn't need to push.
Right.
But I kept thinking I did. And so now I tell Jack, don't touch it. Just leave it where it is. All right. Let's see. Indian Ridge Country Club. Well, they've had a lot going on. They had U.S. Open qualifier going on in there. So Indian Ridge Country Club, if you're looking for the perfect lifestyle, check it out. They're in Palm Desert off of Country Club, as long with Diane Williams and Associates. I was talking to a real estate agent the other day. I was listening to the show with Diane Williams on it. He said, wow, she is really good. And that was from an agent from a different company. I said, yes, she is. Desert Entertainer. Their magazines are all over the place. They are free. They're all over the valley. They're also online. Pick one up and you will find out about what is going on entertainment-wise at a lot of the clubs and whatnot. So pick up the Desert Entertainer. The 500, they had their book signing over there at Ristretto. I went to that last week. And I guess I've been doing more than I thought I was doing. Now that I'm talking about all this,
it's been a busy couple weeks.
It has been. So they had the three authors there. Ariella, who was here on the show, was there, and it was a great turnout, so it was a lot of fun. Definitely thanks for everybody who showed up, and they want to come back. Thai Smile, I went to lunch there as well and had my Red Mountain oyster meat something or other, which I love the dish, but as long as they don't put carrots in it. No carrots. All right, and if you need your scissors or knives sharpened, you don't want to buy new ones, you have your favorite, even your pruning shears and all that sort of stuff, call Tony Quincio at 310-365-5444. All the information of our sponsors is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, along with our calendar, our podcast page. If you're into podcasts, we have it there as well. Our TV shows are there. And later on the show, we have also a new segment to the show about our pick of the week. I should have you do this also, Sean, with the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. Craig and I, we each pick an item. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Aaron Scott joins us. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Great to have you with us today. And remember, we are streaming live as well, and all the shows are podcasts. So if you're really into that podcast thing, we do that. And we're also on AM and FM. Whew. All right. Joining us in studio, as promised, is Erin Scott. She is a marketing and public relations manager at The Living Desert. Hi, Erin.
Good morning.
Last time you were here, we were just talking about that. You were ready to burst.
I was very pregnant.
Yes, you were.
Last time I was here.
And you have?
I have a little boy. He's 5.5 months old.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Brooks.
Okay. Well, Brooks. I was hoping she would bring Brooks, but you didn't.
I almost had to. Almost
so
had to.
Your life has changed.
Yes. And, but back at work, back at the zoo, and loving it.
Loving it. Well, you're smiling, so I know all is well. So congratulations.
Thank
to you.
You.
Okay. Now, a couple things I have been talking about the last several weeks when I got the release. First of all, we're going to talk about your trip coming up to Botswana, South Africa, which we were just saying also is that you might meet Harry and Meghan there.
Who knows? Their honeymoon might be at that time.
Exactly. So wouldn't that be exciting? Are you going on the trip, by the way?
I am not. I wish I was, but...
Yeah, not this time.
Not this time.
Not this time. Oh, well, you have Brooks. He's not ready to go. Yeah, to South Africa. But I also want to talk about the summer memberships that begin on June 1st, because those are really... I mean, we have... You guys, the tram, there's some places here that for locals, year-round residents, that you're so busy during the year, you can just have so much fun during the summer.
Absolutely.
And going.
Our summer membership is a fantastic deal. It starts at $25 for an individual. Unlimited admission to the zoo starting at 7 a.m.
That's crazy.
And you get your discounts at the gift shop and food and beverage as well. So it's a great deal. And you're supporting the zoo. You know, we are a nonprofit organization, and so all of those membership and admissions and donations go straight to helping us conserve wildlife.
Right. And it's good, too, because you have volunteers and whatnot, and I think it's just good overall that the zoo keeps running. Do you know what I mean? You just don't want things to shut down.
We keep on going.
You keep on going. It doesn't close in the summer. So your program, your summer membership, is from June 1st to September 30th. And it says the Living Desert will be open daily from 8 to 1:30 p.m.
So that's our public admission. So when you're a member, you get exclusive 7 a.m. admission.
Okay. Because I hear people tell me all the time they go hiking at 7 a.m. in the morning at the Living Desert.
Yep. So if you're a member, and what's great about this summer membership is that if you, you know, have a fantastic time this summer, you can apply that to a yearly membership. So that same amount that you apply, just you can upgrade to the whole year.
Well, it's a win-win all the way around. Now, pricing, again, it's $25 for individuals, $40 for couples, $75 for a family, which is two adults and four children?
Yep.
Oh, that
it's a deal.
That is such a deal, folks. You have to take advantage of this.
And something really exciting this summer that, we're partnering with the Palm Springs Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And with that, with any of our memberships, we have a summer reciprocal going with them. So you can go visit the art museum with your membership card, or any art museum members can come to the Living Desert.
All right. Now, you have a cafe there. Is that cafe going to be open during the summer?
Yep. We are fully
open.
Running. The only thing that's closed during the summer are our hiking trails and our carousel.
Okay.
Those are the only things that that close.
Okay. Now, hiking trails in the afternoon or all the time?
All the time.
All the time.
It's a little too warm.
Okay.
just want to protect our guests. Safety first.
I hear you. So go to livingdesert.org. Check it out. Really, this is an incredible deal. Go and have some fun. I don't know. I love it. It's a great deal. And you have an ice cream shop, too.
Our new creamery, Safari Soft Serve, opens, I think it's 6 weeks or so, July. So that's going to be really exciting if the Village Watutu area is getting a little bit of facelift. Oh. And so that the soft serve is going in there. And speaking of construction, our Crossroads of Conservation, our new entrance, will be open this fall. So really exciting, a new member entrance, member and guest entrance to accommodate all of our wonderful guests. So,
well, how fun is that? Good. Isn't it funny? I'm looking too at the Safari Soft Serve Ice Cream Shop. I don't eat ice cream at home, but whenever I travel, isn't that weird? Or you go to a place like the Living Desert, the first thing you want is the ice cream.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just all part of the fun. So, well, congratulations to you guys. Lots of things happening at the Living Desert, folks. So, again, go to their website, livingdesert.org. How are the animals?
They're doing well. Yeah.
Any new additions that we need to know about?
No, not that I know of. We had a couple baby warthogs born and some they're called porcupets.
Oh,
the baby porcupines. But that was a couple months ago, so they're getting big.
All right. So animals are doing – how many animals do you have there?
We have about 450 individuals, and it represents about 120, 130 species. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but it's about that.
About that. I'm just looking for approximate because he's just popped into my head. How large is the Living Desert again?
We're 1,200 acres of nature preserve, and about 80 of them are developed as zoo and gardens.
Yeah, because I know we're only in a very small portion, and the way it's set up, you don't really notice the space that the animals have to go
absolutely
and do there, which is really nice.
The animal space, and then the nature preserve for the native wildlife out into the mountains.
I remember just this year for Wildlights, we were walking around. A friend and I, we went, and somebody kept saying, "We think there's a mom and her baby bighorn sheep up on the hill," but they were standing so still. Everybody's
they look
going,
like a
"No," they said it's a statue. And I said, "No, I know it moved." So we're all standing there really, really still for probably 3 or 4 minutes. Finally, the mama moved her head.
Okay, like an ear twitch or something.
And one person said, "It's still a mechanical statue." And we said, no, whatever. But it was really a lot of fun. Really, it's funny how exciting we all get when we go, when we see the animals in their wild an environment like that and being able to roam around. Mm-hmm. All right. And speaking of animals, so you have October 21st through the 30th. This year, the Living Desert is putting on a fabulous trip. I guess they're in a sense hosting, and you buy your way. You pay for your ticket to go along on this trip, and it's to Botswana, South Africa. We just heard all about it on the news with Prince Harry and Meghan. That's where they went and sort of solidified.
That famous first date.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about this trip.
So this is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to travel to Botswana, and you'll be led by our CEO, Alan Monroe. So he's going to help interpret the wildlife that you see, the conservation programs that are on the ground, how the Living Desert helps contribute to those conservation programs as well. So it's really, really special. And what also makes this safari really unique is that you not only have the game drives when you're in the vehicles, but you'll have canoeing game drives. So you can I guess it's still called a game drive, but canoeing safari to from the water see the animals, and then some walking safaris. So very unique perspective, and really a really unique way to see an incredible opportunity to see Africa's beauty.
Well, and I'm reading here that it includes luxury accommodations. Now, is this trip, is this for a large group of people, or do you have a cap on how many people?
Yeah, there's a cap. I believe it's about 15 people. So it's a really intimate group.
Okay.
You know, one-on-one time with Alan and the other guides that will be there. And so luxury accommodations, top-notch food and facilities, and just it's like glamping, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's my kind of trip. Boy, that and having that intimate trip too, that is that's pretty exciting, because not a lot of people, you know, there are travelers out there who want to feel more like they're on their own little excursion. Mm-hmm. When you have just a cap of 15 to 20 people, you're going to feel like it's just you and nature out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you're signing up now. People are,
spots are open.
Spots are open for the trip.
Yep.
And how do they find out about it, all the details, where you're going, what the itinerary is, and where,
so
where do they
all of
it?
This is listed on our website at livingdesert.org under the Travel with Living Desert section.
Okay.
But you can also call Amy Crabb at the Living Desert at 760-340-4954. That's her direct line. Or you can always give the Living Desert main line a call at 346-5694.
Is this the first time that the Living Desert has had a trip like this?
We've gone to other countries in Africa, but this is the—I think this is the first time to Botswana. We actually have a safari leaving next week to Tanzania.
Oh, really? I didn't even know about all this. Well, what have you been hiding all this on the air? No, that's really—and this adventure to Botswana is 10 days?
It is 10 days. And there's an extension to Victoria Falls, an optional Victoria Falls extension, which will be— Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's all so exciting. Anytime traveling's involved, it's just so much fun. And so for all the details, you want to go to the Living Desert website, which is livingdesert.org. Go to their travel -living-desert. You can see it. It's all up there. Or give them a call. Give Amy a call at 760-340-4954. Very, very exciting. If you wanted to go, you wanted to go on a trip like this to South Africa, this will be a great one to go on as well. And again, having the CEO.
Yes.
Going to be there as well. President and CEO, Alan Monroe of the Living Desert. He's been there before.
He has. Ah. He's been to Africa a number of times, both to the savannas and deserts of Africa, as well as the jungles of Africa. So he's really well-versed in the flora and fauna, and will be, I mean, I want to go to Africa with Alan.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about it, how beneficial that is to the Living Desert. Because he sees the environment of a lot of these animals. And the cheetahs are magnificent. How are the cheetahs doing?
They're great.
They're doing great.
I think they're going to be three? A couple months.
Four. Four? Yeah.
It's so amazing.
And it's nice to have someone who sees these areas and comes back and looks around, looks at the Living Desert and said, well, I think we need to make a few little changes here and there to benefit the animals.
And even to see what's going on conservation-wise on the ground in Africa, and know how we can help support those efforts by educating our guests and empowering them to make choices, or supporting those great on-the-ground conservation programs.
Well, good job. You guys always do such a great job over there. All right. Anything new for the upcoming season?
Just Crossroads. So it's called Crossroads of Conservation. It's our new entrance, new gift shop, new restroom facilities, new guest services. It's going to, when you drive in the main parking lot, it's straight ahead now. So it's that whole section.
So you don't make the left anymore?
You don't make the left. It is welcoming and right ahead. So it'll be greater access to our parking lot, where most of our parking is.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty spectacular.
Wow. I can't wait. You're going to have a big ribbon cutting?
We will have a big ribbon cutting.
Can't
it will be open this fall.
How exciting. So lots of things happening at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. Of course, you rank right up there as a travel attraction here in the desert. Whenever people search the Coachella Valley Living Desert, right up there at the top. You guys
and we
do
actually
such a great
this
job
summer, or not this summer, just recently, were nominated by USA Today as top 10 zoo in the country. And that was a nomination and a user vote, and we won top 10.
Yay!
So really exciting stuff. We're really proud of that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Like I say, you guys do such a good job over there. And it's fun to be able to send our visitors when they come. They always say, well, what do we go do?
Yep.
First thing, Living Desert.
Go to the zoo.
Go to the zoo. Well, Erin, thanks so much for joining us today. And I will continue to tell people about this trip. For more information, again, 760-340-4954. for. It is an intimate trip. Happens in October 21st through the 30th to Botswana, South Africa. Very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. We have a lot more things going on here in the Coachella Valley, and we have something new, too. Our pick of the week with Craig, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, and me, Francoise. I'll tell you some things that you ought to do right here in the Coachella Valley. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Rowe. It's great to have you with us. All right, we have two passes, admission passes, to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. If you want to go and see if you want to buy the summer membership, which is such an awesome deal, give Sean a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for two passes to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. All right, now it's time to talk about our weekly announcements, which is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, Gallery 500, and all these great things to do inside The 500 there, plus an office building, gorgeous office buildings in their office suites. So if you're looking for that, check it out. Go to the website, the500ps.com, or give them a call at 760-864-6500. Now, what is free out there? Well, there's something happening today. And today, over at Veterans Park in Coachella, it is Suavecito Sundays. I'm sure I butchered it, but happens today from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It's a concert in the park, cruise night, food merchants, car show, kids area. It is every Sunday through May 27th, but happens tonight, going over there from 6 to 8:30. Sounds like a ton of fun to me, and that is a concert in the park at the city of Coachella. So good for them. Sounds like a lot of fun. And also another concert in the park, and that happens on Thursdays in Palm Desert here. Coming up on the 24th, it is a Blue Breeze Band, Motown R&B happening. And let's see, the gates, the amphitheater, 7:30 is when it starts, but people start coming there earlier and hanging out and just, you know, bringing their coolers and their chairs and sitting out enjoying the beautiful weather. The weather has been gorgeous at night here in the Coachella Valley. Very, very beautiful. Now, it looks like we do have a winner for those Living Desert tickets. I do have also on the show, I have vouchers for the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. I'm going to give those a little bit away late, second hour of the show. So I have tickets for passes for four for the Children's Discovery Museum in Rancho Mirage. I also have tickets to the Cabot. So I don't. We have lots of stuff to get you out and about. Yes.
Well, you had a winner, but he didn't want to go in there.
Well, he didn't want to go there.
No, he didn't want to go in the air. No.
Oh, I thought, wait.
No, he didn't want to go.
I was
going to
say, what?
It was a Frank in Morongo Valley.
Oh.
And it was funny because at the end he goes, "You're not going to charge me?" I said, "No, you won the tickets." He's like, "Oh, okay."
He thought he was buying Frank.
I think he did.
It was Frank, right?
Yeah.
Frank, what were you thinking? Yeah. No, he won the tickets. Okay. That's fine. See, now he won't ever go on the air because I'm sitting here saying all this stuff. So, because I saw you on the phone and writing all this down, I thought, well, Frank, congratulations. Anyway, you won two admission passes to the Living Desert Zoo and Garden. And if you feel so inclined that you would like to chat on the air, you can just call us back at 760-440-8255. That was funny. All right, and we'll give the other stuff away the second hour of the show. But right now we have something new. It's called, I'm going to call it our pick of the week, where we each pick an event. The CEO Craig from CoachellaValley.com, he's going to pick an event, and I'm going to pick an event off of his website. If you've never been there, go. Because it's really a plethora of information of the Coachella Valley, of things going on here. I have submissions in there for some events that I'm part of. I have the radio show on there. I have the TV show on there, reminders, doing a great job. They're getting, with a name like CoachellaValley.com, they're getting 1,000 views a day or something like that.
Right.
It's crazy. And plus, they also have today's California. I think it's the other one. And I have to get all my little ducks in a row straight. So anyway, so we thought just for fun that we would each pick something. And Sean, you ought to look. And too, you ought to look over there, peruse, and you come up with a pick of the week.
Okay.
So here is what I picked. And I'm torn with all these because there's so many events I like. But for one thing, I really suggest that you do, especially because I get people asking me all the time about the tram, is to get their Beat the Heat Summer Pass. I think that's a great pick of the week. because it is $80 for adults, $40 for children. You can go as much as you want. So that's my pick of the week. If you're thinking of something to get, it's on sale now. You like getting out. You don't want to leave the Coachella Valley, but you want to feel like you've left the Coachella Valley. And 15 minutes away up to the top of the tram, you're in the mountains. It's cool. They have the restaurants, all sorts of stuff. So that's my pick. Craig's pick from CoachellaValley.com, CEO Craig is what I'm going to call him. He chooses the Escape Room, which is in Palm Springs. Now, they have the Escape Room, Locker Room Escape now, which is in progress. You are trapped in an abandoned locker room, and you and your team have to figure out how to get out of there. And these are really, really popular.
I think they sound fun.
Yeah.
I just don't like people enough to go.
Oh, you don't?
I think they sound really fun.
Would you go if I go?
You know what? That's the thing. If I knew everybody that was in there,
okay.
I would go.
All right. So we'll get a group together that we know. I don't know how many people you need. Maybe four. You probably want. I have to figure out. Let's see. 6 escape room games to choose from. 1 player 18 or older. They're open 365 days. It's $33 per person. These are really, really. Oh, 3 to 10 players. There you go.
So we need 10 people.
No, 3 to 10. We'll get 3 or 4. How's that? So we should have an odd number so we can blame someone else if we can't figure out how to get out of there. But anyway, so this is CEO Craig's pick. It is Escape Room Palm Springs, their locker room escape, and check it out. So you can go to visit Coachella Valley. Go to the website, CoachellaValley.com, and there's more on the escape room there. So there, you had 2 picks from us. And next week, Sean's going to come up with a pick of his own. So things that we see that catch our eye that we think that you ought to take advantage of. And I think I will put this on the calendar page also up at the top. I'll just put our picks of the week.
There you go.
So you know what we're thinking. So, okay. All right. So, again, check out CoachellaValley.com. All right. Our Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc. They are now in... they're still in Thousand Palms, but they've moved off of Varner Road. They're about 5 minutes from their previous location. Order all your stuff for next year now. Try not to wait too late for all the embroidering and silk screening and all that. 760-343-7333. All right, I was talking about the Beat the Heat. Well, that's in something that you have to buy, but it's certainly worth it. You can go to their website, pstramway.com, for more information about that. Right, the Palm Springs Art Museum is now accepting registration for its summer art camp. It will be held at both the Palm Springs and Palm Desert locations. Early bird registration discounts are available through May 31st. Children ages 5 through 12 will explore exciting artistic journeys with creative hands-on projects and gallery adventures led by a team of experienced museum educators and visiting artists. And the weekly sessions are held Monday through Friday. They're either half day from 9 to noon or 1 to 4. Or they have full day as well. So this might be something you would like to immerse your children in. Again, it's Art Camp at the Palm Springs Art Museum. For more information, go to their website, psmuseum.org. In observance of Memorial Day, the Veterans Success Center at Cal State San Bernardino, they will pay tribute to fallen service members. Now, this should have been in our free... Yes, this should have been in the free section. So this will happen on May 24th at the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, which is located on Cook Street. The event starts at 3 p.m. in the Desert Health Sciences Building. So this, I will bring this up. This happens Thursday the 24th. It is before Memorial Day, so just keep that in mind. And this will be posted on the website. But I'm going to put this in the free pile because I have 2 different sections on the website, free and what you pay for. So that is a free event on May 24th. All right, also happening on May 25th, it is the Dr. Carry On Foundation will present its annual scholarships awards to approximately 30 area high school students, totaling $125,000. This will be happening at 6 p.m. on Friday the 25th. Congressman Raul Ruiz is one of the guest speakers. And I'm looking to see if there is a price. This might have should have been in a free event also. No, this one you have to pay for. Okay, there we go. Tickets are $60 per person and can be purchased by calling 858-344-4812. And this will be on the website. So you might want to go. You know, we have a lot of scholarship programs here in the Coachella Valley. I don't know if people realize how many scholarship programs we have going on down here. We are giving a lot of stuff away. And coming up, you might want to mark your calendar on this. It is the Beaumont Cherry Festival. Have you ever been to the Cherry Festival?
I have not.
In Beaumont. It's the 100th annual.
I've already missed 100 of them.
100 of them. 100 years. This has been going on, the Cherry Festival. I'm going to try to go this year. It's a four-day celebration with a parade on Saturday, as well as live music, carnival rides. It's only in Beaumont. And they have parking, lots of parking and shuttle information and all that at BeaumontCherryFestival.org. So this happens at the end of the month from May 31st till June 3rd. So, all right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift gears to travels. We have a lot more stuff to give away. Stick around for more Traveling with Françoise. We'll be right back.